If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, Old School crew here. Second segment. We'll dive into a little bit from the text line here. Appreciate you guys always texting in. You guys are on fire. We got Mississippi Mud Dog says, go Pack, go.
Hey, my brother's a big Packers fan, and he gave me the business yesterday.
But he did.
I just stand there and take it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stand on business, and you weren't standing on nothing. And then BJ in Wichita has talked about us. We talked about the depth is there. There's more depth this year. But then also the depth. When you talk about building depth, you got to have players that want to get better too. And so, but you got to create that environment of, you know, every day is a work day. Every day you got to earn your spot and go from there. And Kip, my man Kip says, remember the Titans, zero fun.
Zero fun, sir.
Yeah. And what I mean by fun, going out there and playing. Football is fun, but you have to understand it's not playtime. It's not, I would have done it. Everything has got to be like, you got to approach it like a game. And games are fun, but the best thing, you know what's really, really fun about football is winning. That's what's fun. You know, celebrating and winning, but you have to earn it. So that's what I mean by no fun. But Thunder Not Collins, he pretty much asked, was Shedeur Sanders wrong for not shaking the hand of the Colorado State quarterback after the game? You know, at this point, these kids, dang, you know, that was impressive what my man just did right there. Might have been hands down the biggest loogie I've seen somebody spit in this 200 mile radius.
Yeah, that was half a lung.
Right?
That was half a lung.
That was built up for two.
Yeah,
it's out of my peripheral.
That was a dart.
Paradigm shifter.
That was a dart.
That man's life is back on track.
Yeah, he's back, right? He's like, let me clear this out, and they've been holding it for a while. But
he just rebuked a whole weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah, and he's having allergy problems. But you know, with this day and age, with these kids, and I know people think like Shador's stock is, you know, plummeting because they say he's immature. I think talking to NFL scouts I've talked to, they're willing to deal with it because he doesn't get in trouble. And he's productive and actually inside the building, he actually works at it. Now, as far as not shaking the other quarterback's hand, I can see it both ways. I mean, the problem is here's what Colorado State, and I've played against players like this, and there's a lot of people like this, is that they'll talk real greasy and real slick. and then act like you're supposed to respect them. Now, the whole thing with like Shador, like last year against Coach Rule, like that is kind of suspect, right? But this is like where you actually see the quarterback and the receiver was like, oh yeah, they thought they were sweet. These guys were just like an internet fashion and they really aren't that good. And then they've been talking slick back and forth through like the chat lines. Well, then now you lose and you come face to face. I would have probably still shook his hand and said the same exact thing that Shador said to him. Shador just decided not to shake his hand. I would have said something to him.
Jay, it's that thing if somebody had barked you online.
Yeah.
Knowing full well, face to face, they wouldn't bark at you that way.
Right.
They wouldn't say what they said. If you say something on the text line to Jay Foreman, and then you happen to walk into the mill and Jay Foreman turns the corner, guess what? If Jay Foreman offers you a hand, you won.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, you won.
And look, I mean, at the end of the day, we do have to realize, and I'm going to say this, I'm not making excuses for Colorado. I am a little bit, now I do know people that coach and work there. I think a little bit of what everybody assumes it is not like that, but I'm a little surprised knowing how Deion was as a player that some of the stuff is more kind of rampant or whatever. But you also have to realize, and this is also like whether it's here or anywhere, is that understand this is that Shador grew up so much differently than everybody else. Mm-hmm. You got to think when Deion, they had a reality show when he was very young, and then he's Deion Sanders' son, and then everybody wants him to fail. That's factual. That still doesn't mean that you can actually be above board. You know what I'm saying? Like I was telling somebody, like I don't know, was UDP or me and Austin, and I shouldn't be DP, it was Austin. Like there's guys that I play with that I don't care for at all. But I'm telling you something, if they needed something as a teammate, I'm gonna be there. Then I'm gone. Now, they might not operate like that, but I can choose to operate like that. So I understand why it didn't. I understand, you know, look, when Jay Norvell is talking junk to like the Colorado coach beforehand, there's bad blood there. Like, and this is what I also say is this. Deion did it. Like, if I was a head coach, I guess I would be like, you know, when they took a pretty much, I think, a premeditated cheap shot at Travis Hunter way out of bounds, and he got hurt, and he was out for, what, 2-3 weeks? That pretty much curtailed their season, right? Like, he handled that with a lot better, like, kind of just all God bless him and all that. That's not how I would have handled it.
Did a vlog with the guy.
Right. I mean, when you
like,
think,
literally, like most of the people talking about it don't know that they've talked.
Right. But my whole thing is the head coach was okay with that behavior. His players were taking egregious cheap shots during the game.
Yep.
You didn't hear anything come from any of them or Deion and them afterwards, right? Like
100%
better than me, than I would, especially that's, it's not his son, but that's somebody that you care about. I mean, homeboy was 5 yards out of bounds.
And you're going to protect your own people. You have to as a coach. You have to as a leader. You have to protect your own. So all of the discussion, like I generally stay out of those locker rooms and off of those sidelines. Because
Mississippi Mud Dog. Did you read Mississippi Mud Dog? Mississippi Mud Dog, you just tickled me to death.
He's consistent.
I like that, though.
He's consistent. Now, again, we understand that on the text line, everybody's everybody.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. What I accept is that none of these football players... Okay, then now I have to explain what fact means. But your opinion does not make it fact. And in these conversations about how players who play against each other and coaches who coach against each other at that level, how they work, I don't have an understanding for it. Even having been around it, I don't have Jay's understanding of what those relationships and conversations are like.
Right.
So I stay out of them.
Right.
I generally try to stay out of them. Why? Because most of my opinion about it would be wrong.
Sure.
I cannot tell Jay Foreman what those things are like. I can't tell you what how coaches talk to each other on the field at the 50-yard line. I can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, they
I pay attention. Yeah, if you tell me that's what happened, I'm on.
Well, I mean, I saw the. I mean, I'm just going off of what Deion did last year at his after the game. I would have been upset, yeah. Right? I think there's a text line that said he wasn't that far out of bounds, bro. He was way out of bounds, and he wasn't trying to make a play on the ball.
And it was way late.
Way late, and he wasn't trying to make a play on the ball, right? So I would have to go. And here, okay, I'll give you an example. Right, we played a team from Tulsa, Oklahoma. In basketball, and you know, I mean, we had a couple brothers on the team, mostly like you know, local white kids, you know, whatever. We was playing a predominantly all black team. We was beating them. They started clotheslining and all those other stuff. I went straight to the coach, and then I asked, and I went to him because he was okay in it, right? That's how I probably would have handled it with. And I know Jay Norvell. He recruited me as a high school kid.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this act, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
To go to Wisconsin. I know Jay Norvell or whatever, right? So I would address it with him, right? So all I'm saying is like, at one, Deion did handle it with class better than I probably would have handled it at that point in time. And his kid, I feel like I would, if that's Shador, I would have said, you at least got to shake his hand. You can say whatever you want because we won. I still would have had you shake his hand. I've done that before. Like guys that I, you know, that you played with, it might've got a little funky out there on the field and you can dap up with him. Here's another example, right? Before you, I'll let you go, Austin. We played, what saved me is that, they didn't have social media back like to this when I played, like it was Houston Texans against Jacksonville Jaguars back then. It was the Patriots, the Colts, and whoever was coming out of the NFC. That's what was pretty much was getting a lot of the love then, Green Bay or whatever. We played Jacksonville down there at Jacksonville. And they were up by 2 scores. And essentially, we had one timeout. We weren't going to call a timeout because we were on defense because we just turned the ball over. They literally had to just kneel the ball down. So generally what will happen with one timeout, with that amount of time left, they'll run one play, we'll tackle them, we'll blow a timeout, 2 kneels, done. So to do it, blow our timeout. They proceed to do a play action pass and then run it, right? Right?
Oh, that's game on.
Oh, well, I had thought that they were going to kneel, so I took my chin strap. Now, this is my fault. I undid my chin strap and thought it was over. Now, I didn't get hit or blindsided. But instead of, I was hot. So I dapped up with, you know, all the guys. I went right over to Jack Del Rio. Dapped him up like good game coach. And then, you know, I said, I'll see your ass in Houston. And he looked at me like, what? Now, I gave him the respect to dapping up. But I was like, okay, next time we're going to get busy then. Now we end up winning. It's X, Y, and Z. So I would have probably encouraged Shador to shake his hand. Number one, you got to know who you are. Number two, you got to understand where you are. Number three, understand that this is a teaching moment. Know the state of affairs. I don't care what Deion says. This is probably the betterment for him because as long as you do what you need to do, the masses can't say that you didn't do what you need to do. Say whatever you want afterwards because everybody's going to listen to you because you won. I would have seen it like, you know, it's a little hand. What is it? Just, all right, dog.
Even if you just swatted away and it looks like a handshake, but at least he acknowledged him, right? I would have been more concerned if he just blew him off and didn't say anything
at
all.
Thing is, he said, yeah, I like that, though. You was talking on the internet. I like that. You know what handshake I would have gave him, DP? The best handshake of all time. You know which one I'm talking about?
Maybe. Probably not.
The best handshake of all time was Jim Harbaugh and Jim Schwartz.
Yeah!
And it was the 49ers against Detroit, and the 49ers came back. And Austin, will you tweet that out, please? This is my style of a handshake of a coach that, I guess, as from a coaching business, you got to respect them or whatever the bad blow was, because it was a chippy game.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just leave them with the little going away present. And here's the best part. I saw it live. Like, and Jim Harbaugh smacked him on the back, you know? Right, and the best part was he was like, "What are you upset about?" Right. Mm-hmm. So, either way, look, man, you got to look. If you want this type of notoriety in this day and age, you got to know how to act.
And they deserve what they get.
Yeah,
they get that.
Yeah,
because in the end, they're reaping benefit for every single person.
Yep.
That in pro wrestling, it is the heat, and they call you a mark if you reacted and responded the exact way their actions dictated.
Yeah.
Don't be a mark. Don't be a wrestling mark. Stop it. Stop it. Every conversation and bit of hate about Colorado feeds the beast. Every single one. And if you're name calling about people you don't know, that's a statement of you, not them.
Yeah.
Not like, stop it.
I mean, just this, stop. But it's people, okay. This is what's dawned on me, though. is, I hate to say it is, but it's like this Colorado football team is like a little bit of Hard Knocks on steroids.
Yep.
Now,
That's all I need is for them to you want to complete the picture?
Oh, yeah.
Just have them declare this Saturday that they're America's team.
Yeah.
That would be the full focus. That they're just the Dallas Cowboys,
but they just – and here's – you also got it. Yes, Bo Lever. We know Oregon kicked their butts. A lot of team kicks their butt. We understand this.
Coming from the rafters.
Right. Just off the top rope. You know, Jimmy Fly Snooker, Ricky the Dragon Steam. Yes, we do realize this. We're not saying they're a good team. What we're saying is, you know who they remind me of? Is the Dallas Cowboys.
100%.
They're the Dallas Cowboys. But they just don't have the off the field troubles yet. You know what I mean?
So who's Jerry Jones?
Yeah. Deion. He's Deion. He's Paul Heyman.
It's Deion. a version of him. They get a lot of the
look. So at the, Shadur Stephen or Shadur Dak?
Shadur is whoever is Dak. Unfortunately, he's just the other alter ego of Dak. But I think here's why I think they're like the Dallas Cowboys. Before we go to break, we'll get back on time. Is because the Dallas Cowboys have been average since they won Super. Colorado's always been kind of average, but just walk with me here. What's the first thing? As soon as Dallas wins a big game or something like that, they're back. They're going to the Super Bowl. You start playing old clips of Troy Aikman and all, they're going, right? But it's clickbait. Stephen A. Smith has made a ton of it. What's the dude?
Skip Bayless, right?
It's kind of back. Everybody has because they're easy targets. Same with Colorado, right? You got the Colorado reporter up there, and he's getting his name worldwide because he's taking shots at Deion when – you wouldn't be having half the articles if Deion wasn't there because if Jay Foreman was the head coach of Colorado, you wouldn't care. You'd be worrying about the Denver Broncos and trying to dig into why Russell Wilson got jettisoned out of town or all that.
Why Sean Payton's washed.
Right, or something like that. So that's just where they're at. You got to, you know, as much as you got to ride the tipsy-topsy wave of that.
Webb Blanket, go to your room.
Let's see Webb Blanket.
Go to your room.
Here we go. Let's see.
Go to your room. Put your keyboard down. Go to your room. You're just being mean.
No, you're 100%. Dallas Cowboys are horrible. And I'm gonna tell you, I know Dennis Allen a little bit. I got to talk to Dennis Allen about his little strut into the game. You seen that?
Yeah, he was a little different.
But when somebody does that and then they beat you, New Orleans fans were having a parade. They marched, man.
They marched.
Dallas is done. To see Jerry Jones walk in the locker room like that,
bro,
made my day. Well, we're gonna take a quick
y'all
break.
Y'all okay?
Take Evil a quick
Empire,
break. Come
y'all
back.
Okay?
Top of that. We will get back on schedule. We're gonna dive into more Northern Iowa. Top 25, surprise top 10 team, surprise top 25 team that's ranked, and then we'll kill it on this 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, we knew who number 25. We know who it is. The ones with the marching band I sent you with the dancers.
Between him and Strick, I don't know. I'm just surrounded. Austin. I'm surrounded by rogues.
The safe harbor is to your right.
Yeah, they're very safe. It's like, we need to start a GoFundMe. 1-800 Rogues Anonymous. And start having people. We just got a bunch of rogues up in here, man. Just the rogues. Anyways, we're going to take these. I'm going to break. I'm gonna reassess some things.
And we'll see if Jay's back.
Watch old.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.